KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider, senior editor for Variety.
I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture. This is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, last week we talked all about Disney Plus, which has been up and running for just about a week now. And let me just tell you two words, Baby Yoda, which I can't get enough of. That's all I want. That's all I'm thinking about. That's all I need. But yeah, Disney Plus opened with a little bit of a stumble in terms of day one. They had to sign up quite a few new subscribers and a lot of people couldn't get in. But it does seem like everything's been fixed. And since then, it's been a little more smooth sailing. And now we're on to talk. Talking about Baby Yoda. But Joe, why don't we talk about another element of the Disney streaming universe, and that is Hulu. What is going on with Hulu?
Well, I mean, Hulu obviously is one of the streaming pioneers, just like Netflix. It sort of started life as sort of the place where you got your next day episodes of network TV. And it's really evolving. You know, you can still get those next day episodes for most networks, except for CBS. But Hulu's been expanding their original programming for quite some time. Obviously, The Handmaid's Tale was a big breakthrough for them. They also had comedies earlier this year, such as Rami, and most recently Dollface is on the service. But they're also now wholly owned or at least controlled by the Disney empire. So Hulu is still being run day to day by the same people, but Disney's sort of over it all. And what they're slowly but surely doing is making Hulu sort of the adult component of their big streaming package. You know, Disney Plus, as we talked about before, is all about families and co-viewing and stuff that's PG-13 and below. Hulu is something broader. Hulu is how Disney wants to really compete with Netflix. And one of the big ways they are going to do this is by expanding the amount of original programming. And one way they're doing this most recently is they are doing a deal with FX, which is also now controlled by Disney. And FX programming is going to air on Hulu the day after it airs on FX. You'll be able to go to Hulu and see the same shows that you saw on FX the night before, just like you can with other network shows. But more importantly, FX's Brain Trust, led by the chief creative officer, John Landgraf, is going to be creating programs specifically for Hulu. In fact, four shows that were headed to FX are now going to debut exclusively on Hulu, and they're going to develop even more. So it's basically a way of sort of making the wonderful world of Disney and streaming a little more wonderful through Hulu.
Joe, what's interesting about that announcement is that FX in the coming year now, some of their biggest new shows will be premiering on Hulu, which means that there's less original fare debuting in the future on the linear network. And it's kind of a reminder that this is sort of the direction that a lot of things are going. A lot of shows that were going to premiere on the Turner networks are now premiering on HBO Max instead. And it is a little bit of an acknowledgement that this is where younger viewers are now watching their TV, but it does sort of say something about what the future is for the linear networks. FX will continue to have original shows like the new seasons of Fargo and Atlanta and some of its signature shows, American Horror Story. But nonetheless, by moving a lot of those new shows to FX on Hulu, it brings up a lot of new questions about what is it? Is it FX? Is it Hulu? Is it both? Is it a new entity? A lot of things I don't think people really know the answer to just yet, but it's going to be really interesting to see in the coming months and years how they handle that.
Right. And that is that delicate dance that all these big companies are doing is sort of, can they keep the money they're getting from cable companies, right? Because Disney gets a lot of money from cable operators like Spectrum to sort of carry networks like FX. Can they keep people paying for FX, make it valuable on cable, but at the same time admit that there are people who just aren't going to ever subscribe to cable, who are ready to cut the cord and want to get their FX through a streaming service such as Hulu? It's sort of that you can't go too far in either direction. You can't make FX so worthless that no one's going to pay for it on cable. But at the same time, you can't keep it so unique that you can't get it on streaming and lose all those young eyeballs. So it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds for all of these big companies.
Yeah, these conglomerates are going to have one foot in legacy media and one foot in new media for quite a while longer. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of Variety, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.